Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Teeing it up and talking golf. That's our job, and it's what we do every Sunday, 52 weeks a year, here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hello, fellow golfers. Hello to all. Thanks for checking us out. We couldn't do this without you, the most important part of Tee to Green. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell. The Duke, Robert DeCosa, is our producer in Master Control, and we're all locked and loaded for another amazing show for you today, as we'll talk to one of the top golf course architects in the world. He builds them, and he renovates and restores them. In fact, when it comes to restoring some of the oldest and most iconic courses in the world, nobody does it better than Andrew Green. That's why he was asked to redesign Oak Hill in Rochester, East Lake in Atlanta, Inverness in Toledo, just to name a few. Recently, Andrew took a break from working on courses to try his hand at writing a book. He teamed up with veteran golf writer Lee Carr, and the result, From the First Tee to the Last Green, A Teen's Guide to Golf. Like his design work, it's getting great reviews, and Andrew Green stops by today to talk about his work and his new book right here on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning, the sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
We are America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green. Stream live at sportsbyline.com. Also, hear us on iHeartRadio, the TuneIn app, Stitcher Radio, and worldwide on the American Forces Network. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell. We're teeing it up, and we're talking golf with Andrew Green next here on Tee to Green.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097. Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Meet Matthew Preston. Inside his apartment, everything he holds dear is protected by Progressive's renter's insurance, like his laptop and a surprisingly valuable collection of baseball bobbleheads. Outside his apartment, his laptop is still protected, as are his bobbleheads, which he carries around with him for reasons no one knows. Renters, the limits of protection aren't just the four walls of your home. When you're in Progressive's Protection Zone, get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and third-party insurers.
$12.5 billion. That's what Americans lost to fraud last year alone. And the scams targeting seniors are getting smarter. AI-generated voices, emails that look perfect. So I built a weekly scam alert specifically for seniors. Every Tuesday, you get a plain language email about the latest threats, what to watch for, what to delete. It's completely free. Just enter your email. And if you want more protection, we've got that too. StopThisScam.com. That's StopThisScam.com.
Destination listening for dedicated golfers. That's what we call it here at Tee to Green, the golf show. Hi, everyone, and welcome in and welcome back. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Jay Ritchie in Master Control, our producer, Robert DeCosa. And let's say hello for the first time in a while. We haven't talked to Debbie O'Connell. Debbie is back with us today, though, on the show. Hey, Debbie, how you doing?
I like to say, Jay, I'm in demand. instead of being busy or crazy or life is yikes, I say I'm in demand, which is a great positive thing. I have lots going on, and but I am thrilled to be back here with you and with Robert, and what a show you lined up today. I'm so excited to talk with Andrew and learn more about golf course architecture and his book. I'm fascinated. I'm buckled up and ready to go. How about you?
I am too. I'm fired up. I'm glad to have you back. It's been nice. It's been fun doing it solo, but it's nice when you're here as well, and you bring so much to the table as well. Our first guest is ready to go on the Tee to Green guest line, the president and principal architect at AH Green Design Golf and Turf Incorporated. The man has designed over a dozen courses, and he is also golf's premier renovation artist, renovating and restoring numerous courses, including, as I mentioned in the open, Inverness in Toledo, East Lake, Atlanta, Oak Hill in Rochester, Scioto Country Club in Columbus, Ohio, where they just played the Senior Open, Interlochen in Minneapolis, in Edina, actually, Congressional, Bethesda, Maryland, just a few of the courses he's had a high hand in renovating and redesigning. And we're happy to welcome for the first time on Tee to Green, golf course architect and new author, Andrew Green. Hi, Andrew.
Good morning, you all. How are things today?
Pretty good. I said new author. You've teamed up with the veteran golf writer Lee Carr to write a book, and I thought we've got you a couple of segments on the show today. So I thought what we do is we start out talking about you, your background, your history, the courses you've redesigned and renovated, and then in the second segment we'll focus a little bit more on the book. At least that's the game plan going in today. But hey, thanks for joining us today. It was so cool, Debbie. I'd never talked to Andrew before, and as I mentioned, he's a first time guest on the show. I just Googled his name, and there was a phone number that came up with the name, and I called it, and he answered the phone, and we It usually doesn't happen that easily, let me tell you that. But I do appreciate when it does happen. Andrew, you're a golf course architect. We love architects here on Tee to Green. How did that happen? Was that something you wanted to do growing up all your life, or did you just kind of fall into it?
Yeah, thanks. From the time I was a junior in high school, it was my dream to do this. Along the way, a lot of people said it wouldn't be possible. You know, certainly in the late 90s, you had to be a really good golfer, or potentially your parents needed to be in golf architecture in the golf world. And so it was a long climb uphill, a lot of hard work. I went to Virginia Tech. I got 2 degrees, one in landscape architecture and one in turfgrass science, and just really buckled down, worked hard, learned my craft from constructing, maintaining, and designing. And along the way, started to see this opportunity where the next generation of architects needed, you know, some energy and some life. And in 2014, I started my own firm, and it's really been off to the races since then.
And yeah, did you dream about restoring golf courses too? The historic golf course that you've done, how did you transition into doing historic golf courses?
Yeah, it's a great question. I'm super passionate about the history of the game, history in general. If I'm not working on golf stuff, I'm reading biographies or, you know, different topics in the history of our great country, and, you know, the passion to understand how things came to be, how golf courses have evolved over time, and how we can protect them and bring back the things that are lost through really no particular person's fault. But a lot of the great golf courses that are being restored right now really lost a lot of their heart and soul sometime, you know, starting around the Great Depression, World War II, and then the reality that just daily maintenance and wear and tear, things become more rounded, things lose some of their detail. And we've really found that connecting with the original vision and connecting with some of these great architects, their thought process and their craft, we're able to showcase to the world of golf how unique the game can be and how each piece of ground is totally unique. And by putting these special elements together, it just makes a round of golf so exciting. It makes you want to be a part of it. It makes you want to get out and play. And I think the game of golf has never been in a better position with the variety of kinds of golf courses and the energy behind the game.
Was that
when
a
you
philosophy?
Do take on a restoration? Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to do a follow-up on the restoration, if that's okay, Jay. On the restoration, do you always decide to preserve what the original architect designed, or is there ever a time that you evolve the course maybe into a more modern game as well?
Yeah, interesting. Certainly, you know, anything we can do for original design intent, I think, has a great deal of merit. I really try to focus on the greens, the green shapes, green contours, and the way the hazards present themselves around each putting surface. I think the target in the game of golf has changed the least in 100 years. The only thing we really have to be mindful of are the slopes within the greens themselves and the anticipated green speeds. We could probably do a whole show on what's the ideal green speed versus slope, but certainly pairing modern expectations and modern maintenance technology with the green contours is huge. And then we really focus on the ways to create the design, original design intent from tee to green, either by placing tees in different locations or adjusting fairway bunkers or other hazards so that the soul of what was the original intent we can bring to life, even though we're hitting the golf ball probably at least 100 yards further in some cases. It really is a blend, but I think the details and the presentation of the golf course following those historic lines. That helps to tell the story of these great golf cathedrals and how they're protected to the future, and how memberships and golfers connect with the people that came before them, and also give a great path forward.
Yeah. So, Andrew, was this a philosophy that you brought into the business with you, or is it something that kind of developed as you got deeper and deeper into the renovation, restoration side of things?
Yeah, I think what I found was that a lot of renovation and more renovation work that occurred on some of these magical golf courses built in the golden age between 1900 and 1940, a lot of the renovation work was done to put a modern take on the existing golf course. And I won't go into specific examples, but there's kind of countless examples of modern architects building one-off golf holes or features that were more in their own style than in the style of the foundation of the golf course. And the more research I did and the more I spoke to folks that enjoyed what they had, the greater our opportunity was to show them what was missing and how we could take the old philosophies and apply them to the modern game and make golf courses feel complete and whole, not with these, you know, appendages or one-offs that are stuck onto a historic routing or historic golf course. And so I certainly made quite a name for myself in the ability to take the historic research, push it forward into the future, and then get it on the ground in a way that feels authentic, but also plays well in a modern sense.
Yeah, definitely have done that. Is it intimidating? I mean, somebody tells you, hey, we've got a Robert Trent Jones Senior course or a Donald Ross course, and we want you to do some work on it. It's kind of like I told Debbie before the show, asking somebody to repaint the Mona Lisa. How's that feel? Is it intimidating at all?
There's certainly days where there's a little bit of pressure. You don't want to be known as the guy that messes up some great place. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll come back. We're going to talk a little bit more with Andrew Green about his career as a golf architect and the premier renovator and restorer of some of the most historic and iconic golf courses. And then we'll talk about his book, From the First Tee to the Last Green. Andrew Green with us today on Tee to Green.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
It's the show by golfers for golfers. It's TD Green, the golf show with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie. Our guest is the president and principal architect of AH Green Design Golf and Turf Incorporated, Andrew Green, with this golf's premier renovation and restoration artist. He's some of the oldest, historic, and most iconic golf courses in the country. He's given them a tune-up, a fix-up, a restoration, places like Congressional, Bethesda, Maryland, Oak Hill in Rochester, East Lake in Atlanta, Georgia, just to name a few. And Andrew, I was thinking, you're a relatively young man. You're in your 40s. You've been doing this a few years now. But do you ever think down the road sometime 25, 35, 40, 50 years from now, somebody is going to be coming to one of your courses and renovating it and restoring it or changing it? What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, what a great question. Oh, certainly. I mean, the game is ever evolving. I feel like we make the best decisions we can at the time. I put my heart and soul into every project. Certainly hope that there's a level of respect for some of the design ideas that I've put onto the ground. But I think, you know, the reality is the game is ever evolving. And there will be a next generation of golf architects. And my only real hope is that they're very thoughtful and they think about the game in a deep manner where every style of golf and every golfer has a place to enjoy the game. And we don't focus on just one style of play. I think as long as that's the case, I'd certainly be at peace with it.
Andrew, you've talked about routing is really about creating rhythm and flow from one hole to the next. When golfers finish a truly great golf course, what should that journey have felt like for them?
Yeah, I think it is most definitely that journey through the landscape where you have these moments of anticipation and you have moments of reflection. And you know, one of the things that's so powerful about seeing across the property is to understand some of those things. But I really would like you to remember every shot, to have lots of options as you stand over the ball, making the decision, do you hit the ball high, do you hit it low, do you bounce it in? You know, when you get into trouble, do you have three or four different options to potentially engage with to recover? Those are the things that we're really striving for. And when it comes to routing, you know, the things that I think we can do well and quite easily, every golf course, I think, can have par threes where they all have a unique personality, where you have a different club in your hand on each par three, and it asks a little different question. How the golf holes fit in the land really is determined by the ground. I don't think there's a perfect recipe. I think there's a way to unlock and create the best golf hole given the dimension of the property. And so if you have back-to-back par fives, or you start on a par three like they are this morning over at the Women's British Open, I think it's a beautiful thing. And the more unique the golf experience is, the more you're going to remember it and the more you're going to want to go back and play it.
Andrew Green is with us. We could go on for another couple of hours talking about golf course design, redesign, and philosophy. But let's switch gears a little bit, Andrew. In the time we have left, we've mentioned you took a break from some of the redesign work and golf course design work to write a book, or co-write a book anyway. The book is called From the First Tee to the Last Green. It's just been released, A Teen's Guide to Golf, Andrew Green and Lee Carr on Back Nine Press. How did that happen?
Yeah, well, Lee and I had made a connection a number of years ago. We had some friends together in the business, and we started talking about how could we impact the young lives of golfers. And there really wasn't or isn't anything out in the marketplace for a young person to gain an understanding of the game in such a grassroots level. This is not a book on instruction. It's not a textbook. It is really and truly a journey through the game. It talks about the people that have influenced me and my career. It talks about legends of the game, things about etiquette, things about how to play the game of golf, and then the connection between design, construction, maintenance, and how all those pieces come together to allow you to enjoy this great game. And lastly, it creates an exploration of the game where young people might want to find themselves either, you know, with a career in the game or a career that is adjacent to the game of golf, or quite simply just embracing the ability to have this in their life forever and to make memories with their friends and their family. It is truly the greatest game ever played. And I think this book does a really nice job of allowing a young person to think and to explore. And I also think those that just love the game of golf, no matter how old you are, I think you really get something out of it. I think it's a pretty easy read, but it also has a lot of soul to it. And I couldn't be prouder of the effort we put into it.
Andrew, once a teenager or anyone reads the book, what do you hope they suddenly start seeing when they step on a golf course that maybe they never noticed before?
Yeah, great question. I hope that golfers understand that it's not just to stand up there and hit it as hard as you can. Certainly there's some fun maybe to that, but that it truly is an experience every time you tee it up. And it is a journey, and there's so many things that we can take away from the game, whether it is a life lesson, an opportunity to express competition, even if you're not the most gifted athlete, a way to make lasting memories that are not behind the screen. You know, the things that we love about the game of golf are felt so deeply, I think, that I believe this is just a really nice way to contemplate all of those things and understand more. You know, when you see something on a golf course and maybe you notice it, but you don't notice or understand why it is the way it is, I hope this book helps young people and all golfers to understand why things are the way they are and to how to push the game forward. You know, hopefully this book inspires the next generation of architects and golfers and people that are carrying the game, you know, for generations into the future.
Andrew, parents, you know, they often focus on their teenagers becoming better players. Do you think we sometimes overlook helping them first become better people who simply love the game of golf? And then I would guess the more you love it, the better you will get at the game. What are your thoughts on that for parents?
Yeah, and that's a great point. Yeah, this book is really an opportunity for parents and grandparents to put into the hands of a young person who is golf kind of curious, kind of interested in the game, but not sure exactly how all the moving parts fit together and what the game can bring. I think this is a great exploration for those players. I wasn't the best golfer, but growing up, I came to the game as a middle school golfer, played high school golf. It was the single greatest thing that ever happened to me as a person. It allowed me to come to the game, to find a level of competition, to see how you can succeed and also fail, and how you pick yourself up and dust yourself off and hit the next shot. There's so many great life lessons in the game. And for a young person to have a level of encouragement with the stories in the book and the way we've presented it, where, you know, we're not after perfection. Golf is not, there's no way you can perfect the game of golf. No one has ever done it. But that's a good thing, you know, understanding that the parallels of life and golf, and how, you know, we have to embrace those challenges in front of us and figure out how to solve problems. You know, all of those things really tie together.
Golf architect, wow. New author Andrew Green. The book is called From the First Tee to the Last Green, A Teen's Guide to Golf. Back Nine Press. Look for it online or at a bookstore near you. Andrew Green and Lee Carr, the co-authors. Andrew, this has been fun. Come back and visit with us again soon.
Thanks so much.
Andrew Green, President, Principal Architect at A.H. Green Design. We will take a break, come back with more of the show right after this.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Golfers listen because we speak their language. The language is golf. We talk it every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show, along with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie. Back to the show in just a moment, but first a quick reminder from our friends at Divot Magazine about the 2026 Green Saver, helping Colorado golfers save money for 27 years, good till the end of the year. Greensaver keeps you golfing without breaking the bank. Redeem at golf course and indoor facilities throughout Colorado and Nevada and save on 2-for-1s, half off, other discounted green fees. Plus, there's additional savings on cart rentals, range balls, hitting bays, club fittings, lessons, lodging, retail, and much, much more. You can enhance your experience, too, with food and drink specials at golf course bars and restaurants. Stick around after the round and enjoy the extra discounts with the Brew Saver included in the 2026 Green Saver. And all of that yours for just $54. Pick between book or mobile format. Start saving today. The more you play, the more you're going to save. For more information or to order, go to greensavergolf.com. That's greensavergolf.com. And never pay full price to golf again. All right. That was great having Andrew on. And his book, again, is called From the First Tee to the Last Green, A Teen's Guide to Golf. Debbie, when I talked to him the other day about getting him on the show, we talked about the fact that there's been a really big push in recent years promoting kids' golf, women and minority golf, senior golfers, disabled golfers, but kind of overlooked in all that. And the reason why he said he wrote the book was teens golf, teenage golfers, kind of an overlooked segment of our population.
Yeah, they're not talked about a lot, and which is a shame. It's a great area to focus on because they are the future of golf, right? We can get the kids in golf when they're little with girls' golf program, and that's why there are more girls playing. The LPGA, USGA girls' golf has reached over 1 million, or our goal is now to reach 2 million and introduce them to the game and get them into the game. And then oftentimes you lose many of those golfers as they become teenagers. I don't know if that's exactly the case for boys, and I know we have First Tee and many other programs for boys, and then clubs have their own junior programs that aren't involved with a national or worldwide organization, but a lot of it is focused on the younger kids, and then it's about keeping them in the game for sure.
It's funny, I played golf just this past Thursday, and I went out as a single, but they put me with three teenage boys. They were just graduated from high school this past spring, so I'm guessing they had to be like 18 years old, high school golfers. They were all about 6'2", 6'3", around 185. They had PGA Pro swings, and they hit the ball a mile. I was so intimidated playing with these young guys that just, I mean, they were just blasting the ball. They were pretty good. I don't know what their scores were, but they probably shot high 70s, low 80s for 18 holes at a pretty decent golf course.
It really is incredible. I've taught a couple of teenage boys, and it's amazing how far they can hit the ball today. It's fun to watch. It really is fun to watch for sure.
Their names were Sergio, Nico, and Vito. I told them, I said, are you guys like with the Italian Olympic golf team or what?
Oh, that's wonderful. And it's so great to see them out there. And what has happened in high schools is years ago, they didn't have girls teams. You know, they girls, if they did play, would need to play with the boys, and that has started to change too, and that certainly helps to keep teenagers into the game who love the game. And what we've done too with the LPGA USGA girls golf is we've expanded into an e-leader program, and this has been really phenomenal. I have a girls golf program, and if any of you have young girls, look up LPGA USGA girls golf and find a location near you if you want your young girls to get into a game, if you have a grandchild who has somewhat of an interest, or, you know, because we keep it fun, and that's the idea when they first get into it. You want to teach them, of course, and you also want to make it a fun experience so they fall in love with the game. And then when they become teenagers, we give the girls the opportunity to come back and volunteer. And then they become the helpers. They set up the night in terms of we have different themes, and we have to, you know, we put out, you know, safety zones. We put out targets, and our charity leaders will do that for us. And then they're in the cleanup committee, and then they help us coach. So you know, we have an adult who's either a very low handicapper or a professional in each of our stations, and we teach, and then the e-leaders will help implement what we teach them. And it's very powerful. These girls get credits for college for volunteering and giving back, which is so important today to get into any school. So we are doing everything we can to keep them into the game, and even as so much as creating our LPGA Leadership Academy for teenage girls in particular.
And you just got back from a couple of road trips. You were where? Chicago, Michigan? Is that correct?
Yes, I've been on the road. So Michigan was an LPGA Leadership Academy sponsored by Dow. I will be leaving today to drive down to Baltusrol, which is a phenomenal high-end private country club where we are hosting another Leadership Academy sponsored by the USGA. And those are just phenomenal. We use the game of golf to help implement what we teach the girls in terms of leadership, personality traits, goal setting, and teaching them to celebrate themselves. And they walk out of there, Jay, just transformed from, you know, feeling doubtful or insecure as a teenage girl would, and oftentimes many teenage boys, and walk out with their shoulders back, their chest out and chin up, and ready to tackle the world. And it really is phenomenal to help them get this, you know, confidence. So those of you who are golfers and have a teenager, you know, look it up. It's actually free to attend. And we have seven of them this year. And they're all across the country. So they're different locations. But we've had people fly in because there's no expense to attend. So they just fly in and bring their teenage girls to the program. And then I also run corporate golf outings. So the Chicago trip was a corporate golf outing for a CME group. And we're also getting women and teaching women to use golf as a very effective business tool for networking and building high trust relationships. And it's just a phenomenal game in terms of quality time you can gain with not only friends and family, but also business associates or business clients.
Yeah. Down at Baltusrol, are you working with Melissa Szabo there?
Yes, she's been on the show. Melissa Szabo will be part of the program. Stephanie Paris, who's been on the show, is our lead for the foundation. She will also be there. I'm so excited. Anytime you get to interact and be part of a team where we have great people and my colleagues in the LPGA, it's really exciting. I'm so grateful.
That's Debbie O'Connell, our co-host, and she has been in demand this summer. This is the first show I think you've done since when? Late June?
I think I've missed three in a row.
Three in a row.
Yeah, I love doing your show, and I think it's been at least three in a row that I've missed. And I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to be back. So this is a bit of what I'm doing. And those of you who play golf and have a business, you know, I encourage you to use golf for business, you know, not just the just networking, but it goes beyond that. You are building a high trust relationship through the game of golf, which is so effective. Here's something they share is it takes about 7 hours of quality time with a person to actually gain trust, you know, and golf can do that in one round because you go on this journey together. There's ups and downs. There's things you'll celebrate. There'll be embarrassing shots. You'll cheer for each other. And then you also learn about them. How do they handle adversity? How do they handle poor shots or if they hit an embarrassing shot? How do they handle success? Are they competitive? And do they want to win? Like, which is all great with their, if they're your business partner, right? Are they honest? Are they fair? Are they helpful and encouraging to other people? But you learn every personality trait will come out during a round of golf, and you can learn so much. And so business golf isn't really about business. It's just about creating that relationship, because then there's also time to ask questions, learn about them, understand them, you know, about their family, what they love in the world, what their dreams are going forward. And then when you do meet and talk about business, they trust you, you trust them. Or you learn you don't and you don't want to do business with them, which saves you time later on.
That's true.
So it's wonderful. I mean, there's so much to use the game of golf for everyone. For the kids, it's just a life lessons and learning experience. You know, we use it for teenagers to help them learn to grow and develop in terms of leadership. And then using it in business is phenomenal. Then, of course, with your friends and family. You know, my favorite foursomes are with my family. So it's really fun.
Well, and what I went to just the other day with those three youngsters, I say youngsters, they just graduated from high school. But that was a perfect example of that. Three people that I'd never met before. I was old enough to be their grandfather, but we had a great time high-fiving, fist-bumping, and telling stories while we were playing. And I, you know, when I see something like that, I think the future of golf is in pretty good hands.
Absolutely. Yes. And golf will absolutely do that, right? It teaches so much, you know, because there's the tradition still of etiquette and being honest, calling penalties on yourself, you know, respecting the course, respecting other golfers. You know, when we get to teach all of that, it's very powerful.
It's a busy week in pro golf. There's still a major going on. Boy, we've had a stretch of major after major after major. Most of the majors recently have been played overseas. And, of course, today the final round of the AIG Women's British Open. We'll take a quick look at that coming up. The PGA Tour is in Detroit for the Rocket Classic. And the Tour Champions are still overseas. They're in Portugal for the Portugal Invitational. We'll take a look at that as well coming up as we are talking golf on another Sunday edition of Tee to Green, the golf show, along with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie, Robert DeCosa in Master Control, and we will be back with more of the show right after this. Stick around.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, Wade's garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Fastest hour in radio, the quickest hour in golf. Time just flying by on another edition of Tee to Green here. Jay Ritchie, Debbie O'Connell talking golf. And the AIG Women's British Open final round today over in Lancashire, England at Royal Lytham and St. Anne's. Great historic golf course. And it's shaping up to be a pretty good finish at the Women's British Open today. Yalimi No, 25-year-old golfer out of California, and I love the name, Yalimi No, N-O-H, is how the last name is spelled, going, Debbie, for her first major championship, if she can hang on in the final round today.
Yeah, she right now has a four-shot lead at minus seven. She's even par today through five, and the two chasing her at three, all plus one today. So they're going the wrong direction, and she is hanging in there at minus seven, an American golfer at the top of the leaderboard. It'll be fun to watch, see if she hangs on throughout the entire round today.
One of those chasing, the number three ranked female golfer in the world, Heiwan Yu, going for her third straight major. She won the women's PGA about 5 or 6 weeks ago. 2 weeks later, she followed that up with the win at the Evian Championship in the mountains of France. And so she's got two in a row going for her third straight major today, trying to make some history. The last time that was done was on the ladies' side was 2013, when the great Indy Park won three major championships in a row. Final round underway right now. PGA Tour, Rocket Classic, Detroit, an all-USA leaderboard there. Nine of the top 10 are American golfers, led by Davis Riley at 15 under par. He shot a 63 yesterday, including a 54-foot putt on number 17 from way downtown. 54-footer. Wow. Yeah. And let's see. Tour champions still overseas, Portugal Invitational. Maybe the three best senior golfers in the world, Zach Johnson, Stuart Sink, Padraig Harrington, are on top of the leaderboard. Johnson at 18 under, Sink and Harrington four back in the final round today. It's on the Golf Channel. That is going to do it for the show. Thanks to Andrew Green for joining us. His book, written along with Lee Carr, A Teen's Guide to Golf, From the First Tee
to the last green, not just for teenagers, though, as he told us, good for everybody. And we thank him for joining us. And thanks, Debbie. Good to have you back.
Hey, Jay, it's great to be back. Always enjoy being here with you.
That's going to do it. Get out, play some golf this week. Play great, hit them long, hit them straight.